Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Unit 9B. Creating Fault-Tolerant Systems, Backups, and Decommissioning. The HIPAA security rule establishes the requirement to keep exact backup copies of all healthcare data in a manner that can be retrieved in a timely fashion to restore documentation should data be corrupted or lost. Retention time for such data is generally accepted as the lifetime of the patient plus 1 year. The average 100-bed hospital generates anywhere between 40,000 to 45,000 radiological examinations yearly, equating to approximately 12 terabytes of space needed for storage of these documents alone. Healthcare institutions must now cope with the ever-increasing need to retain vast quantities of medical data for protracted periods of time to safeguard themselves and their patients. Let's take a look at some of the basic requirements you need to consider. Healthcare data must be retained for long periods of time. On average, Healthcare data must be retained on average for the person's lifetime plus 1 year. A copy of that data must be protected at a location off-site geographically to protect it from natural disasters, fires, floodings, and such. And the data must be easily retrievable so that it can be restored in a timely fashion. Lastly, the data must be encrypted through the use of strong encryption technologies. Another issue you need to consider when developing your backup strategy is how often and when you will complete your backups. Backups, which can sap network bandwidth and hinder access to resources. Whenever possible, you should conduct those backups in a manner as to reduce the performance issues during peak cycles on your network. A backup window is the time it takes to complete a given backup. The backup window is determined by both the amount of data that must be backed up and the speed of the network infrastructure that handles the data. For many smaller organizations, the ability to complete backups in off hours without running into production time is not really an issue. However, as the amount of data increases, so does the backup window. Issues arise when the backup window reaches peak operation cycles, potentially straining resources and slowing down the system. Likewise, larger healthcare organizations running 24/7 have very small windows, even non-existent windows, when backups can occur. There are different types of backups which can be run, depending on your specific needs. Each has its own advantages and disadvantages. For instance, full backups, if you have the time to perform them, offer the ultimate in data protection. A single tape or set of tapes, or whatever storage media you're using, can be provided the ability to completely resurrect a server to its current state. Full backups are not, however, without drawbacks. For instance, they eat up a lot of storage resources, and they take longer on average to complete. An incremental backup provides a much faster method of backing up data than a full backup. During the incremental backup cycle, only the files that have changed since the last full or incremental backup are included. Drawbacks include having to restore data from multiple versions to the latest file structure in order to retrieve the version you want. Differential backups offer a middle ground by backing up all the files that have changed since the last full backup. People often get differential and incremental confused. The big difference is that restoring differential backups is a faster process since only two sources are needed to perform a restore, the last full backup and the differential, which will restore the file to the proper version you wish to recreate. Synthetic full backups are used to compensate for a small or non-existent backup window. In a synthetic full backup, information is taken from a full backup, and then the differentials and incrementals are put together offline to create a new full backup tape. A file system snapshot is available on some VM platforms and later versions of Unix. Essentially, a frozen image or picture of a file system at a given instant of time. Snapshots allow for backing up a file system several times a day without needing large amounts of additional storage media. File system snapshots also offer system administrators the freedom to create reliable backups of their systems without needing to shut down running applications for fear of data or disk changing while the backup is happening. So what are the primary options for backups? There's a direct backup option. This option has the tape drive or autoloader or library directly connected to each and every server so that each and every server can directly backup and restore data. A network backup. Well, this has a larger tape drive or autoloader or library connected to just one server. It backs up the data of all the servers through that one backup server. There's also the SAN backup. This has some of the storage network capabilities to which all the servers and the backup device is connected so that with appropriate arbitration, all the servers can back up to these shared devices. In reality, most people use a combination of these above strategies to perform their backups. Backing up databases requires extra considerations. Before embarking on a backup strategy for your EHR databases, consult with the vendor to ensure that backup strategy is compatible with the database infrastructure. Legacy systems are often maintained simply to reference historical data, sometimes at great cost to the organization. At some point, systems or applications past their primer data sets must be retired. Decommissioning, as this is called, must be evaluated and dealt with in a manner that ensures that active data is properly retained and inactive data is archived and disposed of in a secure manner consistent with organizational needs. Here are some tips for identifying and decommissioning legacy systems. First, complete a full data audit to identify the data you are collecting and note redundancies. This is a complex task, as managing the many overlaps and redundancies will make it confusing as to which application is being used by whom and for what purpose. But by completing a full inventory of the EHR systems and determining what kind of data sets you collect, retain, and require, you can get a better grip on what you need to decommission and when. By determining who owns that data, you can work with them to resolve any compliance or archiving requirements. Therefore, determining the data owners and stakeholders is imperative. Also, identify which data is inactive and which data is still active. This is done both through usage of the logs and through conferring with the data owners and stakeholders. Archiving and retrieval of data, particularly in the healthcare arena, is a lifelong commitment. Be sure to form an adequate plan for archiving and tracking the data for compliance, even once it's off the server. Finally, before you archive and decommission anything, be sure to consider the reporting and retrieval requirements. Be sure your retention policies are well documented and are consistent with federal and state guidelines. Also, be sure to standardize on a single and well-navigable archival system. This makes locating archive data in the future easier and faster. Also, develop a plan and a schedule for decommissioning. Be sure to notify the data owners and stakeholders of the event and what will happen to their data once it's decommissioned, along with any potential impacts or any replacement data or applications that may be brought online. Once the server or applications are decommissioned, ensure the integrity of any of the archived data prior to deletion. Remember, simply erasing data from decommissioned hardware using conventional means these days is not enough. Data erased in this fashion can be retrieved using simple utilities. Be sure to render storage media useless on retired hardware and ensure that it has been erased according to industry standards.